I'd like to say we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity to be here tonight. Glad to have all you as able to come, be in that of this service. Just trust and pray that you'd pray for us just a minute. I know there's a lot of sickness and different things going around. I thought as Tammy is talking about how the Lord had answered some of her prayers, and when she made mention of that, I sat there and I thought, well, we all ought to be able to say that He's answered some of our prayers. He may not have answered them all yet, but I'm glad He's able to answer. I didn't make mention, but there's a deacon down around home, down Dry Creek Baptist Church. He's been diagnosed with cancer, and I actually told him he's in the fourth stage. Just found a little spot. But anyhow, like if you remember him, and he's got a brother. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 100% sure that it's never been saved. It's got cancer, and he's been taking treatments, and he went to the doctor the other day, and there's nothing else they actually can do except give him treatments, and he's opted out not to take treatments. So you remember him, that family, in your prayers. We know a lot to be prayed for and about. Most certainly are. I don't know all together tonight. We're going to read some scripture from 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. I do appreciate song service tonight. Sort of one of them that every song that was sung, I thought, well, I got something to say about that. but I'm not. I had something about them all, so that's a good thing. I have learned. 1 Corinthians, did I tell y'all 1 Corinthians? Second chapter. I want to be sure I didn't tell you the second Corinthians. It's 1 Corinthians. It's not but 16 verses. We're probably going to read them all. There's some verses in this that I think of often, and I mention quite a bit. But I'll be quite frank with you, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to read it to you. It says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech, or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Now, I don't know that Paul... I don't know that he ever mentioned things like he said in these first three verses to any other church that he had went unto. And he had a lot of natural problems along with spiritual problems out of the Corinthians. He most certainly did. You can read 1st and then 2nd Corinthians. But I'm not fully persuaded. It's just my thoughts. But I've often thought he had a desire to actually come back to Corinth. He had a desire. Last chapter in 2 Corinthians, he said, this is the third time when he is speaking unto them. So he had a great desire for that of the Corinthians. And he said, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He wasn't going to get into a lot of the other. But he addressed it and put it in a place. And I believe he was, as he said in this third verse, he said, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. You hear that verse quoted a lot. It's quoted mostly out of context. Most certainly is. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, think about that for just a minute. For God hath revealed. Now, that's not after a while. That's not waiting. That's not sitting in the on the sideline somewhere and one day it's going to pop out. That ain't what he said. He said, hath revealed. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 16 verses. Wonderful reading. Powerful reading. Separates. Shows you the difference, my friend, between the wisdom of man and the wisdom of God. And it also tells us that the old natural man, he says, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He don't receive them. The natural man. For they are foolishness unto him. You know, the scripture says over there in one place that the preaching of Christ, the preaching of God, was foolishness unto man. Did it not? Seem like foolishness. It says here, they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, it makes mention here in this scripture that we've already said that Paul determined to know among the Corinthians was nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he says, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Not with that. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, we need to think tonight that if the Corinthians that Paul was preaching unto, that he just made mention that the natural man could not receive these things and didn't even know these things, because they are spiritual and not natural. We need to think today that the world can understand what it is that you and I have. They're not going to do it. Not initially, and not even at the last will they know until they allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their life, being born again. Now, if they get born again, this means something to them. Do you know that? He's speaking unto them, and he most certainly is. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, again, they understood a lot about the wisdom of man, but they did not understand a lot about the power of God. Why didn't they? They was babes in Christ. You'll find that to be so. And he goes on, you'll find out written over there that he told them to desire the sincere milk of the Word. Brethren, the Word means something to everybody, but brethren, it ain't everybody that can eat the Word. Sometimes it's just like milk. You got to start out slow. I've said this, y'all have heard me say this, but a man, a young person, my friend, you start them out on milk, but brethren, you can't keep them on milk. You can't do it. It's not good for them. Preacher, milk's good for everybody. A certain amount is probably good for everybody, but brethren, you just can't stay on the milk. Your body will not grow and function drinking milk only. It won't. It can't. I believe that Paul loved these Corinthians so much that he just took them under his wings, just like a hen does her brood. I believe that. Brethren, and he, my friend, was going to teach them something about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Something about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the power of God. Demonstration, that's what he said. He said, I have come with enticing words of man's wisdom. And the truth of it is, Paul had the wisdom. He had it. Don't let anybody fool you, my friend. Paul knowed. He really did. He knowed the law. He knowed the workings of the law. He knowed what they held on to. Brethren, and the truth of it is, Paul had a difficult time in one sense of the way, but God made it easy for him. You think about that. Preacher, what do you mean? Had not the Lord made it easy for him, it would have run him crazy. It would have. It could have had. Brethren, he had enough. How many times was he shipwrecked? 3. Good. Beaten 5 times. I get them 2 messed up. 3 times shipwrecked, beaten 5 times. Left for dead in the street. Yes, sir. Left for dead. Brethren, and the Bible says in Ephesians that he fought with beasts at Ephesus. Brethren, he wasn't fighting with 4-footed ones. Thank God there's 2-footed ones. Yes, sir, they was men. No doubt stout men in what they believed. Brethren, but Paul come to them in the demonstration and the power of God. It makes a difference tonight, folks. It most certainly does. There's a lot of things, brethren, that people know as far as this world's concerned that'll outdo me just head over heels. But you know what? You know what? They get mad at me sometimes because I'll just sit there and smile. You say, preacher, what are you smiling about? I'm glad they know it. But it don't bother me. It don't bother me. Brother Dwight said something the other night when he was here and we was sitting there and he asked me about some scripture and I said, well, I can tell you. I said, now what I'm going to tell you, I said, me and you ain't going to grill. I said, you want it now, you want it later. But listen, listen. He said, you know, he said, I've been looking for something and looking for something. He said, I asked a deacon. He said, I don't normally talk to folks. He said, I asked a deacon. He said, you know what that deacon told me? He said, Dwight, he said, I don't know the answer to that, but he said, evidently it's bothering you more than it is me. You say, preacher, that ain't funny. That's how it works. That's really how it works. Yes, it is. Brethren, you let something get on you. You let the Word of God get on you. Brethren, you just about won't do much sleeping until you get the answer of that thing. Glory! If you really desire, that's just the way it works. Most definitely. I've heard a lot of people say, well, he's woke me up. Well, he's woke me up a lot of times too, but he didn't give me an answer. No, sir, it took me a while to get something. He most certainly has. But Paul come to the place, he said he didn't come in man's wisdom. He didn't come to speak with enticing words, but with a demonstration in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He said that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not in wisdom, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak wisdom of God in a mystery. I've often thought about this. Many a time, a lot of folks gets hung up on the mystery of God. But there's some scripture, not this scripture, but some other scripture that you'll find out, my friend, that God, that Paul knowed something about the mystery of God. He did. He know, and he just didn't keep it unto himself. Brethren, he preached it unto them. Whether they have it or not, he preached it unto them. There's folks today, my friend, that won't have very much of the mystery of God. They won't do it. He says, even the hidden wisdom, he said, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Our glory. Get it? Unto our glory. There's some things, brethren, that was done before, he said here, ordained before the world under our glory. There were some things we know that was done before the foundation of the world. He says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now I'm going to read you a verse. Y'all know this. Now the next verse, number 9, says, But as it is written, brethren, it was written in the Old Testament. Now I'm going to read it to you. Fourth verse, 64th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I'm going to read you this verse and you listen. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. Listen to that. For since the beginning of the world, this is Isaiah in his prophecy. Men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Isaiah. You say, preacher, what did Isaiah know about that? Very little. Very little. Now, there's some distinctive difference in this verse to me. Number one, he says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard. In other words, they didn't know. Didn't really understand. Nor perceived by the ear. They didn't perceive. Nor the eye have seen with the eye. Nor hath the eye seen. O God, he said, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Him that waiteth for him. Now there's a there's a lot of things. This verse right here contains some things that Isaiah said. He said, I hadn't seen. This is what Paul said in the book of Corinthians. I hadn't seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Not waited for him, but them that love him. Love him. Them that love him. No more waiting. No more waiting. Preacher, you can't preach that. I can by this 10th verse. Can I not? What's the 10th verse talking about? He's not talking about what he just said. I hadn't seen. Ear hadn't heard. Isaiah said the same thing. Prophesied the very same thing. Neither is it entered into the heart of man that the Lord hath prepared for them. Now he said in Isaiah, him that waiteth for the Lord. Him that waiteth. Now that's what was written. This is what Paul said. Brethren, he said that the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. There's a difference in waiting and love him. But, that's what the next word is. But, God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Has he not? Now, you might say, preacher, I ain't never seen and my ear ain't never heard what the Lord hath prepared. I'm going to be honest with you. There are folks looking for a lot of things, brethren, that's absolutely already been revealed. It's already been revealed. And the fact of it is, I'm going to say this. The fact of it is, there's a lot of folks that never will get it. They never will see it. They hear it all the time. I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard, neither did it in the heart of man that God has prepared for them that love him. They don't get it. You know what they get? I hadn't seen, ear hadn't heard. We don't know. It ain't ever entered into the heart of man. My friend, if God, now, if you're one of his, I'm just going to be plain with you. If you're one of his, my friend, then you have the Spirit of God. Is that not right? Brethren, and the Spirit of God reveals things unto his people. Yes, it does. Now, I'm going to tell you, you may not have it. But my friend, that of which he is talking about was pure and simple salvation. Thank God, man had never seen it. He had never heard it. And it never entered into his heart. Preacher, you're crazy. He saved them a lot of times. Yeah, but he didn't save them like he saved me and you after Christ had come. Think about it. From the beginning of the world, my friend, they didn't understand it. And God gave them the steps to understand it. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm going to live. You say, preacher, what do you see and what do you hear? Well, brethren, I can't tell you what you see and you hear, but I can tell you this thing. I know that I was lost. Thank God that I know when he saved me. I know that much. I do. Now, the Spirit of God, you have the Spirit of God. He says, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Now, David himself wrote, brethren, in the scriptures over in the book of Psalms, he said, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord doth not impute his iniquities. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Preacher, what do you mean? He wasn't talking about his day. He was talking about what was coming. Yes, sir. If you don't think salvation, my friend, was a wonderful thing, the truth of it is, it's the greatest thing that God give man. Yes, sir. And that's exactly what come on the day of Pentecost when the Comforter come and all those things happened that Peter said, that was salvation, my friend. Preacher, I won't have it. Go and read it. Second chapter of the book of Acts. You'll find that when Peter began to speak, he said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Ye young men shall see visions, and ye old men shall dream dreams. Yes, sir. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost shall be poured out upon all flesh. That's what he said. Then he come on down through there. You go and read it in the book of Acts, the second chapter, and you'll find semicolon after semicolon after semicolon. You go and read it. Look at it. Think about it. Vapor of fire. Vapor of smoke. Yes, sir. Blood. And fire and vapor of smoke. Yes, sir. And the sun shall be turned into blood. No. Sackcloth. Is that not right? Black as sackcloth. And the moon shall be turned into blood. Go and read it. I ain't got it just right, but it's in there. It's vice versa, just to be honest with you. And all these things had taken part. I ain't got time to get into it. I don't think tonight. But I'm going to be honest with you. Then he come on down. And he made mention, and what did he say? I'm going to have to read it to you, if I can find it right quick. I'm just going to read it to you. Well, you know the scripture, he made mention that they wasn't drunken, as is supposed, but this is that which is spoken. There's a semicolon, comma. 17th verse, there's a semicolon. He said, and on my service, on my handmaids, I'll pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, semicolon. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke, semicolon. The sun shall be turned into darkness. I believe Joel talks about being as black as sackcloth. Neither way, it's darkness. And think about that. The sun, he said, and the moon into blood before. What? Before that great and notable day of the Lord come. That was the prophecy of Joel. Semicolon. Semicolon. Is that not right? Now, here's the climax of everything that he said. He said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Period. Period. Everything, my friend, that Joel had prophesied about, and you can go in the book of Joel, and he prophesied a lot more than just that. But in this section, my friend, that he prophesied, that God brought to mankind was salvation. There is nothing greater in this world. Nothing. Why is it that people get on our hearts, my friend, to be saved? We count it as the most important thing in life. Do we not? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I can't save them. You can't save them. But I'll say this, you sure can help them. You can help get them there. Yes, you can. You can help get them in shape. Most definitely. He says, for what man knoweth the things of man? I know I've read every bit of this, but then you're just going to have to hear it again. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? And that's a question. He asked a question. He said, even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God. There's no way in this world that you'll know things about God without the Spirit of God. Oh, preacher, I know that God can do this and do that. I believe you believe with the spirit of man. But it takes the blood, my friend. It takes the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, my friend, you've got to receive that, or you cannot receive the things of God. Why, preacher? They're spiritual. That's why. They're spiritual. We need to expect the world to know about spiritual things of God. They don't do it. They don't understand. He says, which things also we speak, not in the words, which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Already read the 14th, I'll read it again. I've already read it twice. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually written and spiritually discerned. Now, I've quoted that scripture together a lot of times, but it ain't together. You won't find it in there. But you will find where it is spiritually discerned, and you will find where it's spiritually written. It's written by holy men. Men that was moved by the Holy Ghost. And they wrote that, my friend, that the Spirit told them to write. Yes, sir. The Scripture teaches us that even the books of this world could not contain just that about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just that. And look what we have. Spiritually discerned. I venture to say, my friend, I don't know why this scripture's on me like it is, but it is. But I think a lot of times, now I'm going to say this, I preached a message years ago, and I never will forget it, because there's a man that, bless his heart, we never know how the spirit, how the message is received. Do you know that? We never know. You don't know. It's not just one man, but this man, I preached over there about Ahab and Naboth, and about how Naboth was not allowed to give Ahab his inheritance. And I preached on that, and there's a man come out, and he said, you know, he said, I've been in a little land dispute, and he said, I'm going to be just like Nabal. He said, I ain't going to give. Look, folks, we ain't talking about acres. We talking about 5 foot of land. Five foot. 5 foot. Huh? 5 foot. You say, preacher, it's all mine. I understand that. Don't you? What are you going to do with 5 foot? Think about it. But that man, the message about Ahab and Nabal, he got that he wasn't going to give up his 5 foot. preacher, you ought not. Well, it was just a little bit troubling to me, just to be honest with you. Just a little bit troubling to me. The truth of it is, my friend, you go back to Ahab and Naboth, y'all know the scripture. He that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. He's talking about the spiritual things. He says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? In other words, has anybody known the mind of God that they might instruct him? None. He says, but we have the mind of Christ. I venture to say, brethren, that every time we come to the house of God, that our mind ain't where it ought to be. Do you know that? Now, I'm going to say this, and it's just a fact. You can say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Brethren, that mind will hinder you. It'll hinder you. It's the best tool, my friend, of hindrance in the church today is the mind. Did you know that people imagine all kinds of things? And the truth of it is, when it's all said and done, it's just in their mind. Do you know that? Well, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. I do too. I really do. But I venture to say, brethren, that the times we come to the house of God, that our mind, my friend, is elsewhere. And I'm going to be honest with you. When your mind gets to rambling, brethren, you ain't soaking much in. No, sir. You're not bringing much in. I appreciate you being here tonight. I do. I appreciate what her heart's been made to feel. Preacher, you just going to stop her? Yeah. No need of me carrying on. There's some things in the scripture that may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us, folks, that we would get a concern, just a concern about the scripture to a point, my friend, that we'd like to know some of those, yay, the deep things of God. You say, preacher, it ain't for everybody. It ain't. I agree with that. But the truth of it is, if you really had a desire to know, He will give it to you. He will. He'll open up. Do you know He told, was it not David over when David had sinned? Did He not tell David, He said, if you'd have just asked, He said, I'd have opened up the windows of heaven. And I'd have given unto thee this or that. Huh? Think about it. We don't think about the Lord in that way, for the most part. Troubled minds, careless minds, unthankful minds, unholy minds. You can just go on and on and on. And the fact of it is, the real fact of it is, what's on our mind, my friend, most of the time controls us. It really does. Controls us.